Hey,
Love Every. Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach here in Studio U. Tonight we are going to talk about promoting your business on social media, small business, any type of business that you have, anything that you want to promote on social media. I'm going to teach you guys 10 steps on how to promote what you have going on social media, okay? So this is brought to you by I Am Unique Wright. And we have the planners. Now, these are my quarterly planners. I know this looks like a big old, you know, old school. When you're back in school, you had to get all your books out the locker. This is what it looks like. But this is how serious business is. So for each quarter, you have every day of the year to plan out your business and to focus on what you need to do. So handling social media, handling your business, handling your life, because just having a business is not just about the way you do business. It's about your lifestyle. You got to be healthy. You got to fit. You got to be eating right, or you're not going to have the energy to do the things that you need to do. So it's a full circle, a life circle. And if you have negative people in your life and you need to get rid of them, pick up my book, Buy Pookie, to purchase at any time. So right now, we're going to get into the subject. We're going to get into the topic, and we're going to talk about how to market your business on social media, okay? The first thing that I'm going to tell y'all you have to do is you have to know your target market. Who is your client? Who's that person who's going to buy what you have? Because not everything that everybody has is something that people are going to purchase. They're not going to purchase what you have. I have these shirts. You may like this shirt, but your friend might not like it. I might do hair. You may like braids, but your friend don't like braids. You know, the money posters behind me, you may like the money posters, but I don't like the money posters. So those are two different type of people who are looking for certain things and are targeted to those markets. So you have to know exactly who you are targeting in your business to grow. All right. So the first thing is know who you're targeting in your business. Make sure you're posting on as many platforms as possible that you can, because this way it helps you with your website algorithm. So more web pages you're on, it's called backlinking, sort of. So more pages you're on, most parts of social media you're on, easy you are to find, easy you are to Google. So make sure that you can actually handle, I mean, you're on social media. You have a handle on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Tumblr, OnlyFriends, OnlyFans. What else we got out here? All of them. Every social media platform you can put yourself on, put yourself on, and make sure you have a local listing on it for those people if you have a local storefront business. These are the things that help get you into social media. Now, on this topic, I'm going to talk to you about Instagram. So underneath your name on Instagram, there is a little paragraph. It says, right, tell who you are, you know, have a link, have your email, have your shop link, have a way to book your appointment. All of those tools are extremely important in building your business on social media, because each one of those are direct connects. People are lazy. People are extremely lazy around now, so all they want to do is click and go. So if you do not have a direct click and go method on what item you are selling, it's not going to move, okay? So it just needs you to click the link in the bio, and that's what you need to tell them. And they need to be able to click another link and go next, or that link goes directly to what you're trying to promote to them. So those are the things that are extremely important in marketing your business on social media. So, and then have a little description of what you're going to do. Now, I've made this mistake on multiple occasions. When you are doing business on social media, we want to post a lot of everything, right? I've learned over the years, posting a whole lot of everything does not push your business. People get confused. So my thing is find one item for 90 days, focus on that one item, And that is the item that you're going to push throughout. You're going to run an ad. You're going to repost it. You're going to create content using it. Are people talking about it? That's what you're going to do. You're going to put a link in the bio so they can do it. Then you're going to get a leads page. Leads page is a great way. It's a quick link you can put in your social media line. Have a domain. Get a leads page. There's plenty of templates out there to get new leads pages. So get the leads page, and then people just go to that link and buy. Now, we've all been on social media, right? We've all been on social media. So we all know that there is, when you see these ads and they're like, oh, this is a great picture, da-da-da, and then it sends you to a website. If it doesn't send you to the direct product that you have, then nobody's going to buy it. Nobody's is interested in it. So make sure that it's sending, they don't want to talk. If you're sending people to this Unstoppable shirt, and that's what you're promoting in the ad, then you need to make sure that link goes directly to that Unstoppable shirt when you're promoting it. So whatever you're promoting out there, you can have a basic link that'll go to your website, but you do need a link that goes to the Unstoppable page directly if that is what your ad is designed for. All right, so making sure you have that. Being consistent on social media. Now, you create your own consistency about when you're going to post, but you need to be seen multiple times a day on multiple days, because people's attention span is very low and the algorithm changes throughout the time. So post. You have to post consistently. So, like, I take the weekends off unless I'm doing something, or I post a selfie or support a small business. Sometimes I don't post on the weekends, or I'll put stuff in my story. So make sure that you're posting consistently on your page so that people don't get bored and lose interest. So you want them to be on your page every day if you got a product, right? Even if you're not selling that product to them that day, you want them to be a part of that feed and be a part of yourself on social media, all right? Make sure your social media says what your business is. So whatever your business is and represents, make sure your social media says that. Your social media doesn't need to have so many pictures of your kids and your family and your breakfast and your dinner and everything else if this is your business page. You have a personal page for your vacations and everything else. Now, if you go on vacation and you want to show the people how successful you are in doing what you're doing, then that is a great thing. Go on vacation, do that, and show people a little bit of it. Just maybe one picture or one video or something like that. But don't go into the whole realm of being on there and posting your breakfast every day, unless you're a nutritional coach, or unless you're cooking, or unless you are, you know, if those are the things that you do, then those are the things that you want to post on a daily basis. So make sure you are posting stuff that is relevant to what you are selling or putting out there. Work with micro influencers. Make sure that so I'm going to break it up. So if you have Facebook, join groups that have like 10,000, 5,000 people. The same thing goes into when you are working with people on Instagram. If you go to these pages that have these people and you find the people doing what you need to do, doing the work that are going to be looking for your targeted customer. That's what I am I'm saying. Trying to find and look for your targeted person on social media. So if you sell baby clothes, you don't want to go to a athletic mini influencer. And when I say micro influencer or mini influencer, that means these people have under 10,000 or 10,000 to about 50K. Followers on them. And just because you got 50K followers, make sure these people are liking and commenting on the page. Because there are people out there who have 50,000 followers and don't get any likes and don't get any comments. So it doesn't even matter how bad or good your content is. You need to get people to look at your page. And people, if you have 50,000 followers, you at least get seen by 5%. So you at least should have 100 people liking each post that you put up, even without hashtags. All right? Make sure your content is compelling to what you are selling. So make sure your content is compelling to what you are selling. You know what I mean? Make sure that it looks the part. Because I can't tell you this unstoppable shirt that you can pick up at BeUnique.today with stains on it and it looks raggedy or whatever. I can't sell you this shirt if I don't look like I'm supposed to be selling the t-shirt, or the t-shirt don't fit, or it's just not right. So those are the things you have to look at when you are trying to push your content, making sure that it looks presentable, making sure people can see. Because, okay, like I'm in the light right now. I don't know what it looks like on your screen, but on my screen, you can't see the words. But then if I turn like this or turn like that, now you can see the words. So make sure everything is in your pictures that you can see and is visible for your customers, okay? So we're going to take a 30-second break. If anybody, not really a break, but just a pause. And we're going to, if anybody wants to call into the show, they can call in at 563-99-3562. 563-99-3562. Also, if you ever want to be a part of my podcast or want to be on the podcast, then please email me. Send me your email. I'll add you to the podcast list. You just register for your podcast. You tell us what you want to talk about, and we'll do it. It is a call-in. It is not on live, so you don't have to worry about being all fancy-dancy or whatever. You're going to call in. We're going to record you, and you're going to go from there. So making sure that you have your business and everything else. So again, let me repeat the number. It's pinned in the comments on Instagram, and it will be pinned in the comments on Facebook in a second. If you would like to call in and talk and ask any questions about what I'm saying, dial 563-99-3562, and we can do a call in and talk about your business and what's going on. And if you want to schedule a time, you can always schedule a time to do a call in so that you can be a part of the I Am Unique show. My goal is to support businesses that support each other. We have to support each other or it's no business, right? So getting back on topic, give something when you're building out your social media. Give people, because again, if you're new to building something out, people don't know your product. You know what I mean? People don't know what you have. So maybe you need to give them a little something so that they can actually, so they can actually learn about you and learn how to trust you. So if you want to build your email list at the end of the day, grab people's email. Send them, hey, would you like a free sample of my planner? Right? The first 30 days, I'll give you free. Click on it. If you're good, you'll have a funnel and it'll show them, give them the free download, give them the free book, whatever, and then they can actually have a link to purchase the book. And then from the link to purchase the book, they can have brain fart. They can have you can have your upsell. So I'm going to give you an example, okay? So I have my business planner that we go through and you can plan out your business, right? I have this planner. Now, it's quarterly. This is a quarterly planner. So each quarter, there's a new quarter. This is the fourth quarter. It's for the second quarter and the third quarter. So when I sell you this, I'm giving you a free sample of this for 30 days. Then I'm going to have a link to say, hey, would you like to purchase the first quarter or whatever second quarter that it is? Then after I do that part, I'm going to give you another link. Option three is for this price, you can purchase all four books. Or this price, you can purchase the whole second quarter. And for a bonus, I'll throw in a free copy of the By Pookie book for $9.99. You know what I mean? So you can add those links. So after you, now at this time, I have you captivated. You're paying attention to what I'm doing. And I have you wanting to buy all of the package. You're like, shoot, if I buy them all, this is $115. If I don't buy the set, it's only $85 if I buy the set. I'm trying to buy the whole set. And you'll have everything that you need. If you only buy one, it's $25. You know, so it's the way of pulling people in your story and then telling people about how successful the product is. It's how much value that the product has for your business and their business. So it is a great opportunity for you to, you know, chime in and for you to upsell your product. Always cross-market similar products. Now, don't cross-market your book with an ink pen unless it's a planner. Or don't cross your novel with some glue or a t-shirt, because that might not work together because they're not the same item. They're not the same kind of product. So if you're going to do a book, you might do two books, or a book and a journal, or journals, or more than levels or different parts of it. So those are the things that you will have to market yourself and how you market it to keep your customers consistently looking and being interested in purchasing your product. So for now, I'll give you another example in this. If I have this Unstoppable t-shirt, maybe I have three or four t-shirts that say, like, I am money, I am inspirational, I am unique, be unique. You know what I mean? So you can put all of those in a bundle and sell them as a bundle, right? Or you sell one. You sell one at a time. So those are the things that you can do to push your product and your brand on social media and posting on social media. So the next one is embracing your users' content, embracing the content that is around you. So if you have a customer that has, you're embracing your followers, I'm sorry. If you have followers that have inboxed them, DM them, start conversations with them, offer them a discount code for being a follower, and make them feel special. So if you want to be a part of something, make them feel special. Give them something. Like on my page, at least once a week, I sit there and I post. I'm like, hey, if you want to be a part of small business shout out, is what I call it. So you can do a small business shout out, and then I repost it in my story. At least, you know, once a week, once every 2 weeks, I repost it in my story. And hopefully then people will look at my story and will come look at your page and promote your page. And I don't charge people for it. I'm doing this because I want to help push different small businesses out. Some people, every week I have the same people on there, and then other times I have a different group, a totally different group. Again, some days it's a better response and some is not. But those are the things that you can do. The last one really on this is hashtags. People really do not understand the importance of using hashtags in social media, in Instagram, especially in Instagram. You can use up to 20, I will say 20, 25 hashtags to be safe. I think it's a max of 30, but I try to stay in between 20 and 25 so I don't have to kind of block them. Now, don't get overwhelmed with hashtags, okay? Go Google the hashtags of things that the person is interested in. So make sure you Google, like, if I'm selling t-shirt lovers, because you don't want t-shirt buyers, because it may be wholesaling. So you just need to make sure that you're selling a product, making sure your hashtag targets the people who are looking for you. You sell hats, hat lovers, or hair, hairdos, natural styles, natural protective styles. If you're selling a novel, love novels, books. So Google that phrase for hashtag. And then like hashtag, I forgot the name of it, hashtag tags will come up and it'll give you 20-some hashtags. You copy, you paste, and you put it in there. And if you're not getting a whole lot of likes and a lot of posts during that time, use those hashtags to actually promote your business. So those things, if you Google hashtags and you do recently use hashtags, you'll actually see your business. You'll see your information in those hashtags. So make sure that you use hashtags to pull people to your site, because there are groups of people. I follow certain hashtags. I do certain things with different hashtags so that people can find me. Because you're not going to, there's so many people out in the world. Unless you know a million people, you're not going to be a part of, you know, they're not going to know you. And then befriend their friends. So if you have somebody who has a similar product to them, then you need to friend some of their friends or inbox some of their friends or like some of their friends' posts and tell them to come check out your page. You know, when you get that come check out my page, if the imagery on that looks like something that you want to subscribe to, you're going to actually go look at the page. Now, we're not saying you're going to like and follow, but you might. But if they liked about five of your pictures, what does that do for most of you guys? That draws attention. Why is this person liking 20 of my pictures, right? So if you like a couple of somebody's pictures, then you will be you'll be willing to, okay, let me like a couple of their pictures. So it's like a like for like. You know what I mean? And in social media, that is what people like to do. So that's what people want. So those are really my biggest things in social media and how to promote your business on social media. So we're going to start backwards. We're going to talk about hashtags. We're going to talk about, we talked about hashtags, embracing user-generated content, making sure that content is sustainable. Yes, I do offer monthly marketing packages for Freddie. Inbox me and we can talk from there. Offering business packages and everything for lost track. Make sure your social media is up to aesthetics. Make sure your social media is up to aesthetics. Make sure it looks like a business page and not a personal page. Make sure you're using words that will jump out to people and be a part of it and be a part of your client. So you want to know who your target market is. Make sure you know who your target market is. Make sure you are consistently posting on social media at all times. So you need to really be consistent about posting, because if you're not consistent, then people will lose track that you are in. And don't follow so many people. Like, I have a lot of followers, and you do like a follow and follow method on some tactics in social media building, but don't follow too many people, because that you really can't be see what they're really posting, and you get lost in that, especially if somebody falls off. Offer your regular clients discounts. So if they're following you, be like, hey, if you're on my page and you follow me, I'll give you 5-10% off of your social media. You know what I mean? Or off of whatever you purchase. So make sure that they are following you, and they are they're a part of what you're doing. And appreciate your followers. Offer them something for free. Now, this, it helps them engage into your page, build your email list, get you now, you have this database where you can actually go in and be a part of their email list. So then you can email them deals, email them other stuff. Would then create a funnel page. So you create your page that is a funnel. And when I say a funnel page, a lot of you guys may not know that. Maybe we'll do a class on funnels. Is you create a starter product. So say we're using we're going to kind of repeat for those people who were here. We're using the planner. So this is the first quarter planner. From January, it's not dated, so you can use it, but each quarter has different stuff in it, and it has like dates and stuff that you can, information that you can use. So each quarter, you can purchase a planner, four quarters in a year. So when I start my promo, I could be like, hey, do you need a quarterly planner? It's an awesome planner, da da da, for you to promote your business. And because there's four in my series, if you purchase all four, you get them for $85. If you don't purchase all four, they're $25 each. And then next year will be, oh, you only want two quarters. Maybe it's you only need three. So for the second quarter, third quarter, and the fourth quarter. So would you like three? Start tomorrow with your third one. Depends on when you're purchasing them. And then you can, if you buy all four, it's a better deal. Then I can say, hey, I'll throw in my book, and you can actually promote your another new product that you're out. Same thing with the t-shirts or in whatever you are selling as a tangible product. Some of this doesn't work as well on services, but it is a great for actual tangible products. So those are the best ways to promote and have a little ad budget, okay? Make sure you have a ad budget on your social media. You know, and I'm not saying we got to spend $1,000. If you don't know how to run ads on social media, don't spend over $20 and see what results, because all of it is trial and error. When you're trying to promote things on social media, you need to make sure you have, it's captivating your content, you have a direct link to what you are trying to do, and you're pushing that item. So making sure that you have those things in place is extremely important in building your business and building your brand. So if you don't have it like that, then just promote one item at a time until you get that selling how you want to do it, and then create a cross-promoted item for the next item, and create a cross-promoting item for the next item. So you want your audience to know what you're good at and what you can do. All right. So those were the things that you can talk about. And if you want to call in and y'all have any questions or want to be a part of it, please hit me up with questions. If you want to actually put some input in and be on the podcast for tonight, please give me a call at 563-993-5562. We'll bring you onto the show tonight, and we'll go into, you know, deeper into what can help you promote your business, what can help you push what you are doing a lot better. So make sure, you know, I'm giving anybody opportunity to call in. If you want to be on the podcast at any point in time, if you want to talk about your business or have a 30-minute consult about your business live on this podcast, feel free to send me a DM, send me a message saying that you want to call in or you want to be a part of the show, and we'll schedule you a time to be a part of the show. So I really appreciate you guys. If anybody would like to call in or say anything or have any questions about what I'm talking about or concerns about what I'm talking about, don't understand something I'm talking about, please feel free to post it, leave it in the comments down below so that we can address this as we are on live. So those were the 10 ways to market your business on social media. So next week's topics, we're going to talk about, let's pull it up. Next week, we are going to talk about loving what you do. So next week, Wednesday at 9 o'clock, the show will be about loving what you do. Now, if you are not on Instagram or Facebook, you can find me on all social media platforms. You can listen to me on Spotify. You can listen to me on Blog Talk Radio. I'm on YouTube. Every one of these episodes are on YouTube. There's a lot of great information on YouTube. So please check Google me on YouTube, or just Google my name, and all my pages will come up, and you'll see how well it's being put out there. So Google my name on YouTube. I am Unique Wright. And find me on my social media pages. Like and subscribe my pages. Get to know me. Watch me for a little while. Let's get to know me. Let's get to talk about what's going on in life. Let's get to talk about what's going on in the entertainment purposes and keep it moving and keep it going. So, again, if you would like to be a part of this podcast and be a part and put a shout out for your business, I am always happy to have guests on this show. Nothing special has to be about you as long as we're talking about business. That's the topic of this is about business, life, self-help, self-care, self-motivation, inspiration. That's all I'm trying to do. I want to inspire everybody to be the best them that they can be and move on to be awesome and successful, and to make money that they can actually grow and have that generational wealth that a lot of other cultures may or may not have, or your families may or may not have. So just please tune in, like what I'm saying. If you have any questions, feel free to DM me. If you would like to call in, feel free to call in, and we can have a whole conversation about you and your business. Like, test me on my knowledge. You know, I don't know everything, but I'm pretty smart. On a Tuesday, what day is it? Wednesday? Pretty smart. So feel free to like me, follow me, share it, please share it. This will be on my Instagram. So share it with me, share with whomever you know might be in business. Always click the link in my bio. Check out the website if you're on YouTube. Like and subscribe. Click the link in the comments to click the link in the comments to see what I'm about, see what my business is about, check out my website, and join the free business directory I have on the side. It's a lot going on, but at the end of the day, this is what you have to do to maintain your businesses. More online courses will be coming up soon, so stay tuned to the I Am Unique Academy. Then it will teach you how to do your business. If anybody wants a one-on-one consultation with me or wants to talk to me, the first 30 minutes is free, and then we can discuss after that. So give me a call, shoot me a link, and we can sit here and chat about your business. So this is I Am Unique Wright. I'm signing off in Studio U, and we will talk to you guys later. All right. Have a great day.